Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, Jamaica Agricultural Commodities Regulatory Authority, JACRA, to be in place by July 1. Stay with us to find out more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Lorraine Mendez. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert school competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sound really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says all the commodity boards under his portfolio are to be dissolved. These will now fall under the purview of the recently enacted Jamaica Agricultural Commodities Regulatory Authority, JACRA. Minister Samuda says the plan is for all the necessary preparations to be in place to allow JACRA to be inaugurated no later than July 1, 2017.
As we are today, we find a mechanism that can be equitable, fair, transparent, and offers protection for you, the actual growers of coconut. That is the objective and has to be. So that what was controlled by a board no longer exists.
The agriculture minister was addressing the annual meeting of coconut growers held recently at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston. He says the primary objective of the legislation is not to punish commodity boards or impose restrictions on their operations. He also assured that the establishment of JACRA is not out of suspicion of the activities of commodity boards, but rather is in keeping with international standards and trends. The agriculture minister further explained that were the boards controlled everything that happens in the industry, JACRA is only there to protect the quality and expansion of the industries.
The quality of everything that is exported, manufactured out of coconut, to ensure that when it comes from Jamaica and bears our brand, it is world class. So that is why you have to get registered under JACRA, so that the inspection process and the monitoring process for those who are going to be manufacturing and shipping the name Jamaica abroad comply with what are the required practices. It's not there to determine who you sell to, when you sell, how much you sell, nothing of the kind. That is to be determined by you.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda. He says the local coconut industry remains a potentially lucrative one, capable of generating significant export earnings and employment. This despite the challenges the sector has encountered. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Victory no come from lie down in a bed. Translation, victory doesn't come by lying in bed. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Labor Day Jamaica, let's volunteer to clean up, yeah. Restore, preserve and beautify, let's all give it a try. Landmarks, parks and murals, let's lend a helping hand, yeah.
Labor Day 2017, let us all volunteer to restore, preserve and beautify Jamaica.
The meaning of today's Jamaican saying is, success requires hard work. Be sure to tune into Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. For producer Andres Rodas Velez, I'm Lorraine Mendez with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.